Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Anyways, Moving Forward with Libni, where we talk about life, self-love, self-work, and anything that might help you move forward in business, in your relationship, as a parent, or wherever you are in your life right now. If I were to restart my healing journey is the topic of this podcast. And the main reason why I want to share this one is I know a lot of you here are learning a lot, and I feel like a few or a lot of you are asking, Lib, how do I even start having the mindset that you have? And so in this episode, I wanted to share with you how I was able to attain this level of abundance wherein I get to teach you as well. And I know for sure that even all of my students are now enjoying the benefit of having this mindset. Because as you know, it really has to start with you, right? So number one that I would really do, maybe if I was, let's say if I was in my 20s, I would really find a mentor. I would have a mentor to guide me to wherever I want to go. So the secret to success is modeling those who already went ahead, because they already have the blueprint and of as to how they were able to arrive to where they are going. For sure, if you can't afford a mentor yet, for sure there will be free freebies for you to be able to have that mindset or to outsource that mindset of that for the time being. So for example, while I was still baking crinkles in 2015, and I was introduced to Gary Vaynerchuk. So Gary Vaynerchuk is this very masculine businessman who shares about life experiences and just do it anyway. So since 2015, every time I do my crinkles and everything else, I always listen to him until the morning. So indirectly, I was mentored by him at that time, which led me to the person that I am now, because he is my mentor in some sort of way. However, it's really great to have now this podcast and etc. But it's really different when you are mentored personally in a deeper sense, wherein for me, you get to express who you truly are. And I really do believe in the safety of expressing who you are, because the more that you express who you are, the more that you become abundant. And I guess for a short definition of that is, because if you try to imagine or to look at kids who run before, if they don't know you, they won't be able to move around, right? However, when they know you, they'll start running and they'll start doing whatever expression they have. They automatically bring you joy. And I guess like that is abundance there, because people would say like, hey, I want to be like you, you know? So same as us, if we are in a space where we can express ourselves, where we can be who we really are, it's easier for us to be more abundant, because and to have more opportunity, because we're showing up and playing and expressing ourselves. So that's it. Find a mentor. If you are aspiring to become someone, find a mentor who will lead you there fast to wherever it is that you are going. Number two is choose the people who you surround yourself with. Main reason, for example, me, I'm a sponge. So wherever I am, if I am in an environment wherein everybody is empowering one another, I easily get it. However, when I am in an environment wherein everybody's negative, because of the tools that I have, I'm not easily carried away. However, it does affect me in the way that I think unconsciously. So there's a saying that you are the sum of the five people that you hung around with. So I have an experience before wherein I used to sit with young millionaires. They had a digital marketing agency. So everything that we talk about whenever I hang out with them is about digital marketing, creating the money, how do you build the funnel, all these stuff. And it really made me grow to be more equipped and to be more skilled, because I was outsourcing my learnings from them. However, later on, it didn't serve me because it got a little toxic. So I then knew how to take a step back and find my own tribe. And when I didn't find my own tribe, I opted to do things alone because I'm way much better. I know I had the awareness already that I am a sponge in wherever environment I am placed in. So if you know that you are a sponge, do not be is that naive? Do not do anything about it. Because if you already know, if you already have the awareness, then do something about it. Because again, awareness is just potential power. Power is when you take the action, right? So number three is I create goals. You know, if I were to go back and restart my healing journey, I create my goals as to where I am going. Again, I always teach my students this. If you don't know where you're going, you're going to waste your time, your resources, your money, energy into something that you don't have direction to, diba? I always, you know, point out the road trip analogy, no? Wherein you go on a road trip and you don't know where you're going, you're going to waste your time, your resources, diba? Because you didn't plan. However, if you know where you're going, for example, we're going to Australia, and we know how much to pack, how much to bring, what to pack, and it will save us more energy, and our energy is directed to what our intention is, which is to go to Australia, right? So it's very important for us to set our goals, where we are going, and the intention as to where we are going. And when I talk about healing journey, it means increasing your frequency to a level wherein nothing bothers you anymore, because you have to realize that everything is just is. Okay, if you find it hard to grasp, yes, everything is. You've created everything and everyone is your mirror. So if we were to restart your healing journey, it means you are increasing your frequency, and the highest frequency is love. And once upon a time, I asked a shaman. I was on this retreat and I asked this shaman, like I said, like, okay, so you keep on saying that love is the highest frequency. Now, how do we stay in love? And one thing that really struck me during that time was when he told me that love is acceptance. And then I said, like, yeah, that's true. Like, if you don't resist anything, you're not carrying any baggage around you. Instead, you allow it to be as it is, because it is always what it is. We don't have control over things. What we only have control is how we react towards anything, right? So when you come to a place of love and acceptance of what is, because, you know, people do the best they can with the resources they have. They only do what they do. And if you see it through that lens, it removes any friction, and it gives you more compassion, and it's easier now for you to deal with people because you have that mindset. So the highest frequency will always be love, and you will only be healed if you do not judge others. You will only be healed if you accept everything as is and you enjoy this life, like being present right now, so you don't miss out on anything. And again, being present for me means that you are experiencing life, the fullness of life, through your five senses: hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, and ano pa isa. And you are actually enjoying life and appreciating everything. You know, the secret to having a very abundant, liberated life is gratitude towards everything. Because even if you're sad, you be grateful. It's impossible for you to be sad and grateful at the same time. It's impossible for you to be mad and grateful at the same time. And that is how you increase your frequency as well, because you just accept things as it is. And when you come to a space of gratitude and appreciate more of what you have, the more you're grateful, the more things you'd be grateful for, right? So yeah, moving forward with what we are currently talking about, if I were to restart my healing journey, here's what I'll do. Next is to create a to-do list with all the goals that I have set, with this list, I make sure that everything is aligned. So it doesn't necessarily mean that it's on my list, I should do it right away. I just know that I have to do it, and I won't be able to sleep if I can't do it. So I just have this long list of what I should do, and I don't really pressure myself, and I'm really patient with the process, because if you know where you're going, you know what to do, right? Pero sometimes people are too harsh on themselves because they want results right away. However, life happens and you master certain skills, and sometimes it just doesn't happen. So for me, my achievements would be able to tick all those boxes, and it doesn't mean that it should be in one go. You have to be patient to realize that we are in this body and we are limited to time, to our resources, and just know that you just have to keep moving based on what you've written or any download, and the North Star will be your goals, right? And again, your goals, don't be too harsh on yourself if you don't attain your goal in a certain amount of time, because everything that you've set your mind into, it's already done. It's only going to be a matter of time before it comes to life. And the time will collapse if you do things and you do it with fun. Because fun collapses time. So the more you have fun, the more it collapses time. And that's the secret to quantum leaping and having faster results, because you're actually just really, truly enjoying. And you give more energy. The more energy that you give out there, the easier it is to flow through you, because you'll be now a channel for more blessings and abundance. So I guess, like, yeah, that's how I operate on my day-to-day basis. And then one of the things that I also do if I were to restart my journey is to find my account, my buddy. I mean, I won't be getting this far without my best friend. So every week we'll be having our calls, checking on one another, as to what are your wins. So this is also a hack for everybody. Find someone that you can share your wins with. The way that we do it with my best friend Andy is we check on each other. We give like 30 minutes, like we have a set time every week to check in each other for an hour, because we both are kind of busy with life. However, we really make time to talk to one another. And mostly things that you talk about is what are your wins? Because the more that you acknowledge your wins, again, the more wins that comes your way, right? So, and sometimes when we do talk about this, sometimes I forget that, wait, I have wins pala, you know? So it increases the vibration again. And because you are appreciative of the things that you have rather than the things that you don't. Because you're now more focusing on the things that you have. So if you focus on the things that you do not have, obviously, you'll constantly find yourself wanting more or craving for more, because you just don't have what you are looking for, if that makes sense. So everything that you put energy into, it comes to life. So if you put energy and focus and energy into the things that you don't have, mas dadami siya. So make use of the time, make use of what you have now, appreciate it even more, right? Next is putting myself out there and sharing my story. And the main reason why I put myself out there, if you want to be following my path, is I share my story, the vulnerability, the truth, the freedom of expressing myself. Because there's nothing really to hide myself. I guess the liberation is when you know that you're not hiding something, you're really true to yourself. Because if you guys don't know, I used to be a single mom. I have my partner now. However, before, when I was at my age, everybody was, you know, studying or, you know, just finished and doing their thing. However, I became a single mom at the prime years of my life, and it was really embarrassing. It took me time. So pregnancy for me was really traumatic. However, when I did suffer, I learned to embrace myself. I embraced my story because it's just a story. And I've learned it. I heard this from Gary Vaynerchuk, that when you share your weakness and somebody tells you and talks to you about it, it will, you know, if you embrace your weakness, it won't really matter, because you've already embraced your reality. So that is why when somebody tells me that, oy, diba, like, and to be honest, nobody really threw a rock on me when I told them that I am a single mom, you know? Sometimes it's just stories on your head. And I guess my story has been the most empowering thing for me that I get to share with everybody, because I truly believe that not everybody is as open and everybody wants to be this, everybody wants to be that. And they don't want to open up themselves and to show who they truly are because of the fear of being kicked out of society. And guys, society is a box. And it's there to box us all up. And I have so much to say, however, in this podcast. I just want to focus on how to restart my healing journey. Pero if you, everything that you're afraid of is putting yourself outside the box. And society has kept us in this box for so long, to follow the rules, to do this, to do that, just so we don't really experience liberation. And I guess the people who really stand out are those people who are not afraid to step out of the box, who are not afraid to express themselves, who are not afraid to become who they truly are, and they're very unapologetic about who they are. That's why they are abundant. The most abundant people have the most craziest story. They're also the most parang kicked out of society. They're the weird ones, the abnormal ones. So honestly, I don't really want to be abnormal. I don't want to be normal, because normal is just doing what everybody is doing. How can you stand out when you're just doing what everybody is doing? You know, a lot of people are afraid to show who they are, but honestly, if you show who you are, people will admire you, because they don't really have the courage to do that, only you, because nga, they're afraid. So people are attracted to people who has high energy and who are not afraid to express who they are, because everybody is afraid. Afraid of being judged, afraid of being this, afraid of being that. And yeah, that's the harsh reality that we must all face through. However, you just have to really accept who you truly are, your stories, because these are just your story and nobody really cares. If you live in a facade world, then the people that you have are also a facade. And then I know for sure that the feelings that you have is also a facade. And then you end up self-sabotaging, because instead of you seeing yourself and being enough, you don't see yourself being enough, because you're always constantly comparing yourself to other people, you know, when in fact you're already enough. You're doing a great job. You know, stop comparing yourself to other people, because other people has their own journey as well. And be you. Stop being someone else. Just be, because being you is the most liberating gift that you can give yourself. And you'll realize sooner or later that you are here to just be you. Not be afraid to express yourself, because we are here again to express ourselves. Notice the ones that who succeeds are those people who are very expressive of their ideas, who are not afraid to be thrown stones at. They're the ones who embrace who they are and their stories. That's what society says not wrong. Well, they don't care, because they know who they are. And even if you throw stones at them, they know who they are. So it doesn't really matter. You know? Another thing is documenting every, because it's nice to have a metrics on how far you've come. Have a daily parang evaluation of how your day went. What can you improve? Sit down with yourself. Have the time to meditate, in a sense that you sit down and ask yourself questions, because the quality of your life is also dependent of the quality of questions that you ask yourself, right? And then another thing is having my own boundaries. If I just knew that it's okay for me to say no, I would definitely do it. Because I was so afraid of saying no before, to the fear of losing people. However, along the way, I already lost myself, because I didn't say no to things that weren't okay with me. And it's not just me. I lost my younger me, the inner me that used to believe in me so much. So create your boundaries, by not creating your boundaries, you're only teaching other people how to treat you. And at the same time, you are teaching them that it's okay. So they'll continuously do it, not only to you, also to other people. So it is a disservice for both of you. All right. So I guess for today's episode, I guess that's it. And I hope you really did learn a lot. I really want you guys to see the world that I am in, because it's truly abundant. And yes, there are ways for you to be free from that. Sometimes you have to go away from people who do not serve you. And, you know, maybe you can face them one day when you're fully equipped. However, still, when that one day comes, you won't be sitting around on that table. So fill your cup first before giving others. Be true to yourself. And when I say be true to yourself, don't be afraid to express who you are and to lose people along the way. Because if you lost the people along the way by being who you are, then maybe they're not really your people. And eventually, you'll find the right people, the right tribe for you when you stay who you are. You know? Yeah. Yeah, I guess that's it. And if you have any aha moments, don't be afraid to DM me. Please share your thoughts. I'd really love to know. I reply in my Instagram. It's Limni Fortuna. And if you have time, and please rate my podcast 5 stars. And yeah, if you have any topics that you want me to talk about, just let me know. Again, thank you for being here. And love ya. Bye.